Maria, how are you this morning?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Yesterday, we had Jerry Ambrose on the program. Of course, as you know, he is the City of Lansing Finance Director, and he was telling us a little bit about the $15 million deficit that the mayor and his staff is going to have to cut. He mentioned your office, how you were going to be challenged because the assessment rates for homes, for businesses in Michigan is bad, and it appears it's going to continue in that trend.
Yes. For the last few years, we have really had a decrease in the assessed values, particularly within the city of Lansing, and I'm assuming all over Michigan. But under Proposal A, what happens is when the assessed value falls and the taxable value still keeps going up, unfortunately, that is the way the law is, you have... You always, since Proposal A, I guess the best way to start it is you've always had the mechanism where the assessed value could go up as much as the market demanded. And since 1994, the markets have been steady, but the taxable value, what you pay your taxes on, had been limited to the consumer price index or 5%, whichever is less. In the last few years, the city of Lansing has experienced overall decreases in their assessed values, which have brought the assessed values down to the same level as the taxable values. And now once the assessed values fall below that taxable value level, it drags the taxable value. Therefore, everybody's taxes are less. Consequently, our budget numbers that we get for the general fund revenue are also less.
Do you have an idea going into this next budget season where it's been estimated that the city is $15 million in the hole, how much money you're going to lose because of lower assessments on property and business values?
That is going to be between $2.5 and $3 million right now. We don't have our final numbers in. We're still preparing our assessment roll. But it looks to be between $2.5 and $3 million right now.
Do you see the trend plateauing and perhaps perhaps just stopping and starting to peak up anytime in the next few years?
Hopefully. I would anticipate the way, and it all is dependent on what the economy does. But even when we start seeing an upswing in the economy and home prices and, you know, just business prices start rising, and I mean resale values, it's still going to take a long time for us to recoup that because, again, the taxable value is limited to the consumer price index or 5%, whichever is less. And the highest it's ever been was in 2009 when it was 4.4%, and actually last year the consumer price index was 0.997%. So we actually had a decrease overall in taxable value. So even if the assessed values start going back up, we're limited to no more than 5% if that ever, you know, if the consumer price index ever got over 5%.
A loss in revenue anywhere in the area, $2 million, that's stunning. Was that number surprising to you?
No, not particularly. That seems to have been the trend for the last couple of years, actually. We were a little under, I think we were right around $2 million last year that we lost in property tax revenue, and we were hoping to see a little bit more of an, you know, change in the resale values of properties, but that didn't happen this year. So it wasn't quite a surprise, but, it was, you know, we were always hopeful that it will get better soon, Even if it does, as I said, you know, with the limitation on the consumer price index on the taxable value, it's going to be a while before we can recoup those taxes.
Maria Irish is the City of Lansing Assessor. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Maria, the good news is a lot of new businesses, a lot of new construction projects are underway, so we're going to have more people living and working in Lansing as well as working on those projects, so that's going to create some additional revenue.
Right. It'll increase the revenue for the income tax, and then, you know, the property taxes. For property taxes, everything is as of December 31st, so it is the status of any type of property as of, like, December 31st of this year for the next 2011 tax year. So you still have, you know, besides the consumer price index, you still have, you know, the lag. If construction starts next year, well, we wouldn't see that to 2012.
Maria, how many folks, out of all the folks that you do assessments for, appeal the numbers that you give?
Typically, we have right around 1,500 annually that appeal the assessed values.
And how big is your staff?
We have, there's total with County Meath, there's 11 of us
right now.
So
you guys are busy.
Very busy. Very busy. And we have a total of around 40,000 parcels with real and personal property.
All right. And before I let you go, anything new and interesting or any other points of information you want to make light of before we let you go?
No, it's just basically the overall residential decrease, and I say overall will be about 7 to 8% this year, and the same with the commercial. So everybody can expect their assessed values to go down. But their taxable values, again, is just a straight calculation. But a lot of people will see those also going down in the same relationship as they see their assessed value going down.
Maria, what do you do with abandoned properties, whether they're commercial or residential?
We take a look at them if we have information to take a look at the assessed values. But typically, under Michigan statute, we still assess them in a uniform manner as every other property. What we'll have is areas where we have more abandoned homes and things of that nature. They don't see the type of decreases that, you know, as I said, an overall 8% decrease in the city of Lansing for, like, residential properties. Some pockets are more, some pockets are less. And so we take a look at it for the neighborhoods and see if values need to decrease more in those neighborhoods because of abandoned properties.
And one last question for you. Are there a lot of abandoned properties in the Lansing area?
I can't speak to abandoned. We, you know, there's foreclosed homes and things of that nature. The banks are still supposed to maintain those at those point time, but, you know, they're a little, I hate to say, iffy on that in some respects. But abandoned, I can't speak to the abandoned house. That would be more of a code compliance question.
Do you keep up with the amount, the numbers on the amount of foreclosures in the city?
With the amount of foreclosures?
Yes.
Yes.
How many foreclosed properties are there in the city now?
They've gone through, and this is just sheriff's deeds. They've gone through, we've had about running around 2,500 a year.
And that number is continuing to climb, or do you see it peaking?
Actually, we saw it peak last year, and it's down a couple of hundred this year from last year.
All right, Maria, thanks so much. Have a great holiday. We appreciate your time.
You too. Thank you very much.